Good morning, Tom. Congratulations on the big win.
Thanks, guys. Good morning.
What in your mind, Tom, is the key to you maintaining your own personal calmness and efficiency, and then by extension your team, when you're staring at two 14-point deficits in the same game?
Well, yeah, we put ourselves in a pretty tough position there twice. Certainly not what we intended to do, and we talked a lot about trying to play this team from ahead, and we just got off to a slow start, but, really rallied back. And I think, guys really relied on, obviously, a lot of experience over the course of the season and a lot of belief in one another and a lot of resolve and just the mental toughness to get it done. And, I've said before, it's a 60-minute game. You just got to keep grinding for 60 minutes. And we finally got the lead there with about, 5 and a half minutes left. And then the defensive guys made a huge play there. Duran with the interception, really made it hard for those guys. They had to convert a fourth down on us. And, we put a lot of pressure on them. So it was just a great win for our team. It was just a great win to be a part of. It was just a really special night for our team. So it allows us, obviously, to move on. And now we're on to the biggest game of the year.
You are going to your 9th conference championship, Tom, which is pretty amazing. But on the night of September 29th, after you got spanked in Kansas City, did you think this was possible? Did you think you had this kind of team, this kind of potential on this team?
I think in those moments, you're not thinking about months ahead. I mean, I think we've always just tried to focus on the days ahead and what we needed to do to make improvements. And we knew we didn't. I do remember at that time, we still had a lot of confidence in one another. I mean, we weren't 0-4. We were 2-2. We lost to a good team on the road on a Monday night where we didn't play well. And at that point, you got to just rally around each other. I said this a bunch of times this year, to ride the emotions and the roller coaster and the wave of emotions that you have is not conducive to winning football, and you got to believe in what you're doing, and you got to believe in what your process is as a team. And I think we've always had a good process. We prepare hard. Coach puts a lot of pressure on us on a daily basis to, execute at high levels, concentrate for extended periods of time, and he just that's what he demands. So the guys that end up making it and sticking it out are the guys that you depend on in the biggest moments of the year, like we had the other night, and those were the guys that were out there playing and contributing, and everyone who really stepped up and made a bunch of big plays. It was just it was great to see and great to be a part of.
We thought you were scheduled initially here at 6:15 this morning, Tom. It's 8:45. I'd like you to apologize for the deception of that. I'm like Coach Harbaugh. My feelings are really hurt about this kind of trickery, this tomfoolery,
chicanery.
Yeah, this isn't
chicanery.
Right. Can you walk us through? So I'm at the game Saturday night. I'm there. I can clearly hear the ref announce that these guys are ineligible. What's going on? What is Harbaugh talking about after the game?
Let me say first, I have a lot of respect for him as a coach, and obviously that team is, one of the toughest teams that we face. It's always a tough matchup. It was a play that we liked and we thought would work. We had a couple versions of it. It's kind of an alert play for our team, and we made three, important plays on it. And they all contributed to winning, and I'm sure he was, he was always trying to figure out what to do. I think that's what it looked like to me. So, we had to execute it. We had to make the appropriate calls and block it and make the plays, and I was proud of us that we were able to do that. There was a lot of execution that goes into the offensive part of making that happen. It helped us move the ball down the field and ultimately score some points. So that was a good weapon for us. I mean, it's part of football. I mean, you got to prepare for everything. I know offensively we try to prepare for everything on defense. You talk about all the situations that come up, and, Josh really called it at the perfect time.
Hey, Tom, how many times would you estimate you ran the Edelman pass play in practice in the week leading up to this game? And was Julian, lobbying hard for it all week long?
Jules usually lobbies just to catch the passes, not throw them. So he relived some of his glory days at CSM, a College of San Mateo, and at Kent State, where he was throwing those all the time. So he's just, what a great contribution. You know, he and Danny got a great connection, and they, you know, for those two to hook up like that was pretty sweet. So it was a great, a perfect time to call it. We got the perfect defense. And, you know, Jules made a perfect throw. Danny made a great catch and run. So it was just, that's why you draw them up. You know, you try to take advantage of some things that you could see on defense. You know, similar to the other plays that we called, that, you know, the four linemen on the field plays, and, you know, we think we could take advantage of something that we see, and we go for it. That was, you know, a great job to be able to do that.
Hey, Tom, I'm unsure whether you rank or rate your best throws over the course of a season or a career, whatever the case may be. If you did, would the throw to LaFell be in that conversation of some of the better throws you've made?
I thought it was a better catch than it was a throw.
Really?
I mean, he had one hand on it. The guy, you know, kind of had his right arm, and he made a great catch. So, you know, to see what Joe did and the way he contributed, and, I mean, it was just an incredible performance by him, you know, just to be able to contribute the way that he did. He, you know, he's the toughest guy I've ever played with. He's just, you know, a phenomenal player and adds so much toughness to our team. So it's just great to see.
And I assume you were happy to see Amendola have a game like this. It's kind of a game we've been waiting for, I don't know, for 2 years, where Amendola just breaks out.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, in the biggest games of the year, you, like I said, you have your most dependable guys. You have the guys that the coaches trust and count on the most. The players trust and count on each other. And Danny was in there. He was an eye of the storm a bunch of times. You know, two huge touchdowns, a huge third down conversion. I mean, he's shows up to work every day, works his tail off, never complains, and is just, he's a grinder. So he's just, he's made some huge plays down the stretch for us. You know, it's just been awesome to see.
Hey, how many weeks has the Edelman to Amendola pass, or you to Edelman to Amendola, how many weeks has it been in the playbook, like, or years?
Well, it's been there a long time. You know, I think you have a kind of a myriad of trick plays that, you know, reverse passes, you know, all those things. And truthfully, you have a lot of them in every week. And then, you know, whether you call them or not, it's all risk-reward. So, you know, there's sometimes where it's the perfect time to call it. And, you know, we had a great time to call it on that particular down and distance. I think we've, you know, it's always in. We've had it in probably, you know, a lot of the people who probably came to training camp practices have seen that pass. So that was a, you know, it was a perfect time to call it. It was perfect throw. You know, it was just perfect execution. So it was, that's what we needed at that time.
You have any level of sympathy when you watch Manning struggle like he did yesterday? Do you have some understanding of what he's going through in that spot?
Well, do I feel sorry for the team?
He's a quarterback, like, you've been battling him with him forever. You see him struggle like that yesterday. He's, you know, he's a little older now, and it looked to me watching the game like he was a little banged up. When you watch him play yesterday, do you feel bad for him as a friend, as a competitor? Or do you not care?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the competition's tough here in the NFL, and not every team can advance. And, you know, Denver's been a great team. You know, they had a great opportunity with being at home yesterday, and Indy played a good game. So, you know, the competition's tough every week, and every player this time of year, you know, is not feeling their best. You know, we've really been at it for, you know, 6 months, working pretty much every day, and, you know, 21 games, including the, you know, the preseason. So, you know, it's just a competition draws everything out, and you can't play anything less than your best and expect to move on. You know, we realized that we got Baltimore's best. You know, we needed some great execution at times when we needed it. So, you know, the NFL is a very, you know, it's a very competitive league, and, you know, Peyton is an incredible player. Andrew Luck's a great player. I mean, we got, you know, one of the great young quarterbacks coming into our stadium. So we got to be able to figure out a way to slow those guys down. They got a great passing attack. You know, we're going to have to, you know, study hard and be ready for those guys, you know, come come Sunday.
Is their defense better than it was when you played them 6-7 weeks ago? When you look at them now, are they playing at a higher level?
You know, I haven't even watched them since, you know, we played them. I mean, I haven't had to pay attention. We've had obviously a lot of other games, a lot of other opponents, and, you know, with the game ended late last night, I was getting to bed and then obviously getting going this morning. So, a lot of the same players are out there. They played good yesterday. They're, you know, very aggressive defense. They Phil Sims said a bunch of times on TV yesterday they were getting up and really challenging those receivers, which, you know, it's pretty daunting to go up and challenge Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders and West, Julius Thomas, but they have a lot of confidence in their guys. They have a lot of confidence in their corners. We ran the ball pretty good against them last time, obviously, and we're going to need to be balanced and run it good and throw it good against them this weekend. You work all year to get to this point. Last year we got to this point and didn't play our best game on the road to Denver, and you got to work a year. You got to put everything in to get back to it. So we've done that, and it's great to have the opportunity to play in this championship game and play at home and play in front of our home crowd, and hopefully we go out and give them a lot of reasons to cheer.
Hey, Tom, may I assume the 5-yard touchdown pass to Gronk wasn't the original play that was called? You detected a blitz, you gave him a little wave of the hand, and he knew what to do. Is that about right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, adjustments that we make throughout the course of the play, whether it's protection or routes or combinations of routes or, runs to passes, passes to runs, change in protection. It's just a lot of verbal communication and nonverbal communication. Sometimes you got a lot of dummy signals. So if you think that they're cued in on something, then you got to try to do something different. So it's all pretty technical stuff. It was a great, ultimately it comes down to when the ball snaps, whether you can execute it the right way. And Gronk's a tough matchup because he's so big. And, a few weeks ago we hit him on the fade against the Jets and they got a lot to cover out there. If they want to blitz, that obviously exposes them to other things. And, Gronk was able to get inside of them and, to make a play like that. This team was one of the best rated teams in the red area all season. And I think we were 3-3 or 4-4 in the red area. So that was a big key to us winning the game.
Did someone miscalculate the time remaining and the kneel downs? Should you have run a real play to bleed the clock a little more?
Those are all risk rewards. And, your coach is making those decisions. So I'm sure he, has a reason why he does everything. I didn't get into it. When they said we're going to kneel on it, then that's what we did. Mm. So and maybe the guys this afternoon can ask him.
Elvis Dumervil's name does not appear in the box score. Didn't even get a half a tackle, an assist. And Suggs didn't do much more than that. I'm going to assume that your tackles did their job, and your offensive line as a whole, even after you lost your center, you had to be pretty happy with the protection around you, Tom.
I mean, those guys, those Nate and Sebastian, and what they've done all season, and the dependability and consistency of those guys has been unbelievable. And to go up against Suggs and Dumervil and play the way they did was two Pro Bowlers that they're going against is those guys are just phenomenal players. So they've done it all season for us. We depend on those guys to play the way they did, the way Dan Connolly played, Wendy moving to center, which he hasn't done in a long time, and Josh Klein coming in for Sork was that's not easy to do, especially in what one of the best defensive fronts that we face, some of the best players in the league at their position. And for those guys to play the way they did was awesome.
You guys take pride in understanding the rules. I mean, your coach keeps you pretty well up to speed on the rules. Did you know Dez Bryant's catch was not a catch before they made the announcement?
Yeah, I was watching the game, and obviously, that rule with Calvin Johnson, I remember seeing that 3 years ago when we talked about 3 or 4 years ago, whatever it was. We talked a lot about it. I mean, that's as fine a line as you could possibly be. I mean, that was too bad for it to come down to that. I mean, truthfully, that was a great game and, two great teams, two great competitors, two teams that have had great seasons. And, Dez made a great, look like catch and the whole process of the catch and all that, hopefully we can learn something from that. you know, especially when you get around the end zone, and everyone always likes to reach the ball out. But I'll tell you, you see more plays where in the NFL each week where, you know, you're trying to reach out to score and then you lose the ball, it goes out of the back of the end zone, it's a touchback, or, you know, those fumbles near the pylon or things like that end up altering the course of the game. So it's just hopefully our guys can learn from that, and you know, that's unfortunately the way it goes. It's the call that's made, that's what happens, and there was a lot of plays in that game that determine it, just like there'll be a lot of plays this weekend that determine our game. I don't think any one play decides it. So, you know, we got to learn from it, and hopefully we can go out and not leave it up to one particular play.
Hey, Tom, does breaking Joe Montana's record hold special significance for you since he was your guy growing up?
Well, I mean, yeah, he was a, you know, like I said, after the game, he and Steve Young growing up in the Bay Area, with those two guys were, you know, the guys that I idolized. So they were, it, you know, it was pretty amazing. And, you know, Joe's, I mean, he's, what more can you say? It hasn't been said about him. So it was a, you know, I played in a lot of playoff games and been a part of a lot of great teams. So that's the most important thing to me. And to have the opportunity to play in 9 championship games is, I never would have thought that was possible. So I played with so many great teammates, and we've worked hard to get to this point. You know, we're looking forward, we're looking ahead, and we're looking, you know, to try to put together our best game of the year against these guys coming up on Sunday.
All right, we get you out of here with the quarterback question of the week, Tom, brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit newenglandcadillac.com for your exceptional offers. Have you ever been on the Gronk party bus, and are tetanus shots and body condoms required?
No, I've never been on the party bus. So I think my time has come and gone with party buses. You know, I had a moment there where I probably did a lot of those things. But, you know, when you're young like that and you don't have kids and marriage and, you know, you can have fun like that, I'm glad he's having fun. So.
Well, could the Tom Brady of 15 years ago kept up with Gronk? I mean, did you have that kind of game, that stamina?
It was a different world back then, so it was just a, it was very different. I can't imagine being young today, and, you know, there's a lot of eyes on you and a lot of cameras, and you just always got to be doing the right thing, and it's easy for me to see that now based on what my experiences have been, and it's just a different day and age, so you just got to be smart, you got to make good decisions, and you know, sometimes you also have to, you know, you're young and you go enjoy the things you want to enjoy at that time of your life. So, because once they're gone, they're gone. You move on to different parts of your life.
All right, Tom, congratulations on the victory. Good luck against the Colts. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.